Hey there, Pounders. This is Completely Deck, and I wanted to speak to you guys about the game tonight against the Boston Celtics. As you all very well know, Spurs lost this game by 2 points after a strong comeback in the last minute, or last 40 seconds, really, of the game. I'll start out by saying that this game was not ours to win. The Celtics shot 61.3% from the field. We did keep them to 5 of 9 on 3 points. Not good, but, you know, it's better than last night against the Knicks. I think that this game was lost on a lot of different levels. It was not lost by Manu Ginobili's last play, although that was a terrible play, and I'll get to that. But when you allow a point guard such as Rondo to get 22 assists and 10 rebounds and shoot 6 for 10 from the field, you're going to have a tough night. On top of that, Spurs allowed Ray Allen, one of the league's premier shooters, to shoot 13 for 16. I'll say that again, 13 for 16 for 31 points and 6 assists. He shot 2 for 4 from 3, by the way. And then on top of that, Glenn Davis shot 10 for 18 for 23 points. This is Glenn Davis we're talking about, 10 for 18. I don't care what anybody says. I have little or no respect for the guy. I don't think he's that great. I think he's just a big body that, you know, just happens to find the ball going to the basket somehow. But enough of that. When the Spurs allowed this to happen, they were going to lose. This was not going to happen for the Spurs tonight. But I did want to talk about the fact that the Spurs almost pulled this game out of their asses somehow. We shot 45.3% compared to their 61.3% again. We made 9 out of 22 from three-point land. And the Celtics did everything they were supposed to do against us. And they won. They had 14 fast break points. We had 8. They had 34 points in the paint. We had 28. They held, let's see, Richard Jefferson to 4 of 10 shooting, although he did make 3 of 6 three-pointers, which is pretty good for him. But our leading scorer tonight was Manu Ginobili with 24 points. Manu was big tonight, obviously. He came up, and that showed in the last minutes. Surprised to see that Thiago didn't get much playing time last night to perhaps, you know, let Duncan and maybe Dwan, well, not Dwan, McDyess or Bonner to rest for tonight's game against the Celtics. But what's even more surprising is that Thiago didn't get any playing time tonight either. So I'm kind of wondering here, what's Pop's motive? I mean, he'll argue it's a matchup issue, but what's it going to hurt? You know, we were down, let's see, at the end of the third quarter. What would it hurt to start Thiago in the fourth to rest Duncan or McDice or somebody to let them be able to come in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes or 7 minutes. I mean, I think that would have helped a little bit. Gary Neal as well, he was shooting 4 for 6. He had 10 points, and he got only 20 minutes of play. Not sure what was going on there. So the loser for tonight was Greg Popovich. As much as I love the guy, I've got a picture of him hanging above my bed, literally. As much as I love this guy, I don't know what he was thinking. He played Duncan 32 minutes, Jefferson 31, Tony 33, Manu 34. But for what? What kind of a play call was that at the end of the game? We were down by 2 with 7 seconds. So he puts in Ginobili with, I believe, Parker, and then Bonner, McDice, and Tim Duncan? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I was expecting a buzzer-beating 3-point shot because the Spurs, we got to think logically here, the Spurs are coming off of back-to-back away, 2 back-to-back games, so they're probably extremely tired at that point on the last play. So you got to think Pop's shooting for the moon here with the play design. But why does he put in 3 big guys and only probably 2 people who can shoot a 3? That baffles my mind. I don't understand that call. And it's not even like Manu was going to plan to drive the paint. He was sticking outside the 3-point line the entire time, and he wasn't looking to pass to anybody. I mean, he had the hot hand. Yeah, he did. But you also had Gary Neal on the bench who has made big shots before and who was shooting 4 for 6, mind you, before he got pulled. And then you have Bonner. He was shooting 2 for 3 from threes. And then you had RJ, who was shooting 3 for 6 from 3. I don't get it. I don't know what Pop was doing. I mean, like he was quoted as saying the other night, he's not Plato, but I think even Plato would have wondered what the heck Pop was doing on that last possession.